From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump has ordered the Justice Department to write regulations to ban bump stocks, the gun accessory that allowed the Las Vegas gunman to massacre more than 50 people in October. During a White House event on Tuesday, the president said he wants the Attorney General to ban all devices to turn legal weapons into machine guns. These are the first signs coming from the White House on regulating weapons since 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz allegedly killed 17 people last week at a high school in Parkland, Florida. A lawyer based in London pleaded guilty Tuesday to lying to American investigators about his contacts with Rick Gates. Gates is a former campaign aide to President Trump. It's part of the widening probe of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. A Syrian war monitor says pro-government strikes Tuesday in the rebel-held Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta have killed more than 100 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 250 people have been killed since late Sunday. That's the highest 48-hour death toll in the Syria conflict since a chemical attack in 2013 on the suburb. Pro-Syrian government troops en route to Syria's Afrin region, a Kurdish area where Turkish troops have mounted a month-long offensive, retreated Tuesday after Turkish artillery fired warning shots. That report from Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency. This is VOA News. UN aid agencies are stepping up preparations to protect hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, from the ravages of the impending monsoon season. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
This is a race against time. The first of Bangladesh's two cyclone seasons begins next month. Barely 3 months later, heavy monsoon rains will fall, bringing with them flooding and disease. All of this spells bad news for some 688,000 Rohingya refugees who have fled to Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, since August to escape violence in neighboring Myanmar. They, along with more than 200,000 others who have arrived in earlier waves, are living in vulnerable, squalid, cramped settlements. Families most at risk of floods and landslides are being encouraged to move to other areas. Because land is limited, priority will have to be given to those most at risk. Another big fear, besides that of having their homes swept away, is the risk of waterborne diseases. The heavy monsoon rains and floods increase the likelihood of outbreaks of diarrhea and hepatitis, as well as diseases such as malaria and dengue. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is calling for an international peace conference to be convened by the middle of this year to try to break the impasse in the Middle East peace process. He spoke Tuesday to the monthly meeting of the UN Security Council on the Israeli-Palestinian issue, expressed his support for broad regional and international participation at such a meeting, and he laid out his vision of what he called a peace plan. It was the first speech he has given to the 15-nation council since 2009. The U.S. State Department says it's designating the group Ansarul Islam as a global terrorist group because of its history of launching attacks in Burkina Faso near the border with Mali. Ansarul Islam's attacks include a December 2016 attack on members of Burkina Faso's military that killed 12 soldiers. It was one of the deadliest attacks ever against Burkina Faso troops. The group is also believed responsible for a February 2017 strike on two police stations and the March 2017 murder of two men, one a school director, in a village in Burkina Faso. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.